Hey, before we get started, I just wanted to say thanks to our longtime sponsors, Aureus Medical Staffing, helping you, physical therapists or physical therapist assistants, find jobs all over this country with positions in all settings in all 50 states. Find out what they have for you at AUREUSMedical.com. That is AUREUSMedical.com.
Make sure to follow us online
at PT Pintcast and
subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.
I absolutely love
you. I love you, love you, love you.
It's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and we're back. Welcome to PT Pintcast, a show that saves physical therapists from missing out on amazing insight, remarkable ideas, and motivational stories here in the world of physical therapy. Hi, I'm Jimmy McKay. I'll be your host today, broadcasting live from the Aureus Medical Staffing Studio, also known as my bedroom. Welcome to my bedroom. Just call it a studio. It sounds fancy. We're going to be talking about some really, really cool stuff, like bringing together community to help your business, right? Bringing together community to help your network, the people around you, helping others succeed and doing the right thing. Man, that's always the right thing. We're having Mike Chua on the show. He's pumped. At any time, if you have a question or a comment, drop that below if you're watching. We are broadcasting these live via Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And as always, subscribe to the show. iTunes, Google, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Deezer, wherever good podcasts are heard. The first round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. Johnny Owens, Kyle Kimbrell, the guys from Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it properly in your clinical practice. If you're thinking about BFR and how that might help individuals in your clinical practice, check it out. They've got the research. They got the science. They're doing it the right way. OwensRecoveryScience.com. Let's bring them in the studio right now. Mike Chua is on the show. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hello, everyone.
I love when people come in and they have a lot of energy and a fantastic microphone, and you got both. I like that, Mike.
Well, thank you. It's just my honor to be here, you know.
Mike, what's your superhero backstory, man? For people who have not interacted with you, tell them give them a bite-sized version of Mike.
Well, I'm actually a physical therapist practicing here in a very small town here in Martin, Tennessee. And if I can do it in a small town, Martin, Tennessee, you can do it there too, wherever you are, whatever country, whatever state or city, big or small. If I can do it, you guys can do it too.
And by doing it, what is it? You do something different. You do something a lot of people say, well, it's, you can't do that. It's too hard. And Mike's doing it in a small town. What is it? What do you do?
Actually, you become a mentor. In order for you to be able to improve your influence and impact in your specific industry, whether you're a therapist, whether you're an employee, whether you are actually opening up your own online presence, you just have to be a mentor. And we have the special acronym for mentor. So I'm gonna let Jimmy take care of that. So
no, give me the acronym. You can't. You're leading me. I love it. What's like? So give me the acronym for mentor. Lay it on me.
I saw you drinking, so I'm gonna drink the water too.
Cheers. There we go. Cheers. What are we drinking? I'm doing a Corona just because I mean it's the words everywhere, and I'm trying to hold on. I'm in the Northeast. I'm trying to hold on to a little bit of summer as the temperature starts to dip here. So I'm doing a little bit of Corona vibe.
But, I'm drinking regular water, tap water.
I have the monoxide. What's that acronym for mentor? Lay it on.
Yeah, we normally talk about that. So this is how you improve your influence and impact in your industry. You become a mentor. So M-E-N-T-O-R. Letter M is learning how to meet a need. How meet a need or meet a niche. So whatever your specialty is, you have to find that specific niche. So in my case, obviously, it's Alzheimer's and dementia. That's the need. That's the niche that I'm serving. And then Jimmy McKay, obviously, NBT podcast and some, all this stuff. That's his niche there, starting a podcast or whatever there. So whatever you're doing, find that specific niche. If you're an orthopedic therapist, find that. Are you the shoulder guy? I saw the Owens Recovery.
BFR.
Their niche. Find that niche, because once you focus on that niche, then you can follow through with the other letters. So, for example, you found that niche. In my case, Alzheimer's and dementia. You do the next letter. Letter E is educate. How do you educate? You start by, you know, writing a book, creating a podcast, doing live courses, doing, you know, videos like this.
Right.
You know, you do courses, you know, so letter E, educate. And then from there, you move on to the next letter, which is letter N. What is letter N? Networking. You network, not with those people who are you with right now. Network with those people out in that specific niche. So in my case, Alzheimer's and dementia, what I did, I reached out to different association, Alzheimer's Association. Would I reach out to a physical therapy association? No, they wouldn't believe me. We're the same. We're all therapists. Why would they believe a short Filipino therapist? I would reach out to Alzheimer's Association. I reached out to other associations like National Council of Dementia Practitioner. And then from there, I started networking. And then what's the next letter? You move on to the next letter. Letter T is finding a team. A team of people that will actually believe in you. Jimmy McKay has his team. You know, somebody emailed me. Some person emailed me. There's another lady pressing on this button behind here. You have to have a team, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot do this on your own. So find a team that will actually believe in you and actually push you to your next level. Do you want me to keep going, Jimmy?
I want letter O. I gotta finish the word, man.
There you go. Next letter is letter O, one-on-one coaching. Before you could teach other people, you need to be coached first. In order for you to be a good leader, Jimmy is one of the leaders in our field. He's a leader in his own in his bedroom there. You know, obviously that's his office there. He's leader in Fox Rehab. I mean, everybody knows that. In order for you to be a good leader, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be a good follower. So you get a coach, one-on-one coaching. You get a coach, and then from there, learn from that coach. Learn from that person that you're trying to mimic. And then last but not the least, letter R is repeated. Repeat and recurring revenue. Find something that will give you a repeat or recurring revenue. In that way, you're not just working again and again and again. You know, find something that will put money in your pocket to be a mentor. So that's the mentor course there, or mentor overview. So
yeah, you do this. So you've got an online Facebook group specifically geared to alternative careers for healthcare professionals, right? I mean, you found a bunch of people who are saying, listen, I love what I do, but I want to see how I can spin it, right? You mentioned networking, which whenever I think of networking, instead of a network, I actually picture a Venn diagram, right? Which is just a bunch of circles that kind of overlap. And I feel like your Facebook group that you've created a network. That's people looking that they're saying, I'm in this type of therapy, but maybe I want to move into this type of therapy, but I don't know how. Your group networks and it brings those two circles closer together. And now there's some overlap. Maybe it's within the profession. Maybe it's outside the profession, but the skills that they have as a therapist, that's what that group does, is it brings those people together. So I think that's really, really smart. Let people know, give them the name, give them how they can find it. And why'd you start it?
Oh, I'm saying that again.
Yeah, let them know. Why'd you start that group? What drove you to say, I'm going to start a group, I'm going to manage a group, I'm going to get a bunch of like-minded professionals together, I'm going to manage this Facebook group?
You know what? There are a lot of people actually looking. You know, if you will just find a problem, if you can find a problem, you can obviously find that solution. Yeah. And so on the other groups that I was hanging out, there was like their geriatric group, you know, the student DPT groups and whatever. And they're always asking, oh, is there any alternative to our job? Is there any blah, 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 blah? Is there any ways that I can get out of this job? And so basically, okay, let's find a solution to it. So somebody created that group called Alternative Careers, Alternative Healthcare Careers for Rehab Professional. Now, those people who are asking inside that group were actually finding the solution to it. So a lot of people was asking how to be an online worker or remote worker or utilization reviewer. So what we did, as you know, as the moderator and admin of that group, okay, let's go ahead and find people to interview about how to be a utilization reviewer. I don't know.
And so there's your education, right? Your E and mentor, and you've got the network, and then you repeat over and over again. So you're really living this kind of mentor acronym and all the different components of it. Great work. We'll make sure we put the link to that Facebook group in the comments below in the show notes. People can check this out, because you're right. What I think the most innovative thing that you did
was the lowest tech, which was listening. You paid attention to what everybody was asking and what they were looking for. And then you sat down and you were thoughtful and you said, well, how could we help them? How could we put them? I can't bring them all the way to the end, but I can get them on the right path and I can coach them along the way. And you did that with something as simple as a Facebook group, but it's a little more complex, I think, than the Facebook group, because it was thoughtful and you paid attention, you listened, and you reacted to that. You do something similar for a community of caregivers and patients as well. So really the healthcare professionals group and coaching people there is very focused on people within the profession, but you also do this in your community. Talk about that.
Yeah. So, there's two parts in being a therapist, you know.
Yeah.
First one is you being the business owner. Second one, we're always made to be clinicians. We will always go back to our first love, which is taking care of patients. And I said, well, how can I still serve my patients and clients in a way that I'm providing value, and at the same time, I'm not trading time for money, you know, yeah. Time for money. Is that how you say it? So there's this group called Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group. And I think we have like 31, almost 32,000 members there.
Wow.
And
that's not a small group. That's a lot.
There's bigger groups than us.
I know, but that's still a lot. I mean, we get caught up in this mindset right online, which is like, I know, you know, I've got X amount of followers and whatnot, but this person's got 10 million more. 31,000 people showing up to get information from you about something as intimate as dementia care. That's a big deal, man. That's a very, very big deal.
Well, thank you. But I don't take credit for it. There are other moderators and administrators who also made this group. You know, I'm just... fortunate, I was the first few people who actually volunteered and served in that audience. So another thing I wanted to share, you don't have to create your own group. You know, I'm going to be honest, the Alternative Healthcare Career Group and even the Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group, yes, I'm the administrator. Yes, I handle their pages. One of the pages that Alzheimer's Inspiration, they've got 119,000 likes or something like that.
Wow.
But because I have kept on serving and serving and serving without asking anything in return for a year or so, they have asked me, hey, Michael, do you want to be a moderator? Do you want to be an administrator of the group? I said, yeah, why not? And so that's what happened. And now I just keep on serving those two groups that
You showed up to... You found some like-minded people in a couple different areas, right? Alternative careers in healthcare professionals and dementia care, right? And you showed up and you just said, hey, I'm going to serve. I'm going to give. How can I help? These are the people I want to be talking to. How can I help? How can I help? And that got you more and more. But what it did was it got you those connections. That built your network for you.
That's true. Yeah. Networking is the key. And doing something and asking, you're not asking anything in return. You just want to serve. And a lot of people, they want to come in and they want to just make money out of it. At first, obviously, I didn't. Sure. I was just serving them. Hey, this is the resources. Hey, this is the book. Hey, if you want it, that's it. You know, I'm not going to ask you more. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that next step. You mentioned the book, right? I mean, you've done some really, really cool content creation in longer form. And what I mean by that is you've got a group of people together who all typically have a common problem or common issue, something they want solved. And you get them together and you trade information. Now that information is valuable, especially when it's specific. If it can solve your problem in that moment, man, it becomes valuable. But you've done some content creation. You referenced a book. Talk about what you created and how people use it and what they get out of it.
You know what? That's a great question. You know, in order for you to become the authority in your specific field, you want to be an author. Yeah. You want to be an author. So if you want to be the authority when it comes to your field, for example, in my case, Alzheimer's and dementia, you need to be an author. You need to write a short book. It doesn't have to be big. You know, most of my students that I coach, we have, you know, several books here. Let me just get up here. You know, very, very short books. It's not even thick. It's small books that you give out to your customers, to your clients. So for example, I have this new book that we just launched, How to Prevent Falls in Your Senior Years at Home. Why? Because inside that group, they're asking, hey, how do we prevent falls at home?
You did it again, right? You listened to what they were afraid of, the problem.
And then, And what we would do is publish it and then print it out, obviously. And then we got our name, our fax number, business card, our website, and we give it out to our community. And then now we get a lot of referrals from the physician. So what would the people remember? This business card or this book that I give out?
Yeah.
They're going to keep the book. They're going to keep the book.
You know,
now, from the book itself,
right?
You asked me about the book, right? Yeah. The book itself, if you want to provide more information, you make it as an audiobook. You can record yourself. I don't have a good voice. You can pay Jimmy to record. You know, Jimmy, can you record this? Absolutely. Read it and record it for me.
Absolutely.
And then from there, you can also create it as a PowerPoint presentation. And you can go out to your community, local senior citizen club, local Alzheimer's Association, and talk about your actual book itself. So it's like a continuation of whatever you're doing, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah.
Well, that book is... that's the big culmination of information. And then what you're doing is you're photocopying it, right? From a book to an audio book. You're giving it a different form again. Now you can make it into a PowerPoint presentation, smaller. I bet you could take that book, you could rip it up, and it could be a million social media posts throughout the year. I mean, that book could be 6 months worth of itty bitty breadcrumbs along your social media path. So
that's so true.
I mean, you
mentioned that about that, Jimmy. We have this book called 365 Daily Tips. A lot of people in that group is asking, hey, could we give tips? And we're bombarding them with 100 tips at the same time.
You want to spread it out.
What we did is every day, we just send them out this 365 Daily Tips. I mean, it's not even a full page. I mean, if you're going to look at it, it's just small. Yeah. It's not a whole page, but you've got a book. This is the topic that we use in our, you know, quick videos. And at the same time, it becomes a social media post. So
yeah,
for those people who wants to use these tips, go ahead.
You know, well, you brought something else up, Mike, which is number one, you highlighted a problem that people were having. Great first step. We actually just mentioned that in the episode previous to this, which is highlight the problem. Then you got an audience together, but then you also recognize how they like to receive that information. What I mean by that is if you said, hey, listen, I got a clogged toilet. I got a fix that'll get that thing right as rain in 30 seconds. I also have a 25-minute version. Which one do you want? Now, I would like the clog to be fixed quickly, and if you can give it to me right now, 30 seconds is a lot better than 15 minutes. So I think there's this paradigm shift, which you mentioned those books. You're like, these things aren't even that thick, or they're not even that big. Brevity and time and saving people time. And we, you know, I reference this a lot too. When we start the show, I say it's PT Pinecast saves physical therapists from missing out on three things that I recognize people wanted to get, which was insight, amazing insight, remarkable ideas, and motivational stories. So I said, let's give them that. So for you fall into insight and ideas, and I feel like your story is motivational, but you highlighting that those 365, you know, ideas are really, really brief. I feel like that's almost more valuable now because you're like, I'm getting the information and you're saving me time. I feel like brevity has actually, it's got a premium.
Perfect. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And of course, like what Jimmy said, ladies and gentlemen, every person is different.
Yeah.
One person, they probably would like to read it, read a PDF, you know, an ebook. They can download it on your website. I have that too on my website. And then it's a free ebook. Now, if they want a physical copy like this, they can actually go to Amazon and order it. But actually, if they're my patient, I just give it out to them for free. So that's a physical one. Now, yeah, if some patient or some person wants audio, they can listen to the audio. Or if some person wants to actually see a video, we also have a recorded course where I recorded myself talking in a PowerPoint presentation, and it's a recording. And then if they want one-on-one coaching, then they can reach out to me. Okay, let's do a one-on-one coaching. So every person is different. They could read an ebook. They can listen to an audiobook. They could do a video. And if they want one-on-one, there's also one-on-one. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just highlights you're doing the same thing in that mentor acronym, which is you're really paying attention to what the problem is, who they are, and how they want to receive the answer. And you're saying, listen, I'll put together all this information. I'm now going to, it's effort. This is, you know, it's not easy, but it's effort. It's also not impossible. I want to make sure I paint that picture. And I want to make sure that people can get this, how they want to receive that information. You're also pretty famous, man, for bringing the heat in terms of your Facebook Lives. When you've got something to say, you grab that cell phone, and next thing you know, I mean, I feel like once I started following you and in your group online on Facebook, I feel like I see your name fly across my screen saying Mike Chua is live right now talking about this. What do you love about going live? I mean, just like the option to literally talk to people in the middle of their day. That seems really exciting. What do you get out of doing Facebook Lives?
Actually, you know, I even ask somebody, you know, I ask a person who's always doing Facebook Live too. And a lot of people would say, Michael, thank you very much for all you do, for teaching us, for coaching us, for doing all this Facebook Live and for mentoring us. And well, first of all, I say, well, you pay me. That's the reason why. But secondly, I'm actually doing it for myself. I'm actually doing it for myself. Why? Because every time I'm teaching it, I'm actually understanding it more.
Yeah.
Why? Because when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually doing it and teaching it, you're actually understanding it more. I never understood the Alzheimer's and dementia until I actually taught it. And yes, I'm teaching it every month. I have that CEU course that I teach. But every time I'm teaching it, every month, I'm still learning. And same thing when I'm doing a Facebook Live video. For example, I would grab, you know, one of my many calendars here, and I would just share it. Hey, today I'm reading this awesome quote from my calendar here. You are the most beautiful thing that has created been ever. Yes, I'm educating. Yes, I'm inspiring the people. But what happens is that I'm hearing it myself,
yeah,
and I'm realizing, oh gosh, this is actually true. And it's just going to me too, because I hear it myself and I'm realizing, oh gosh, yeah, that's true. So when I'm doing Facebook Live, it's actually also for myself. Oh, okay. I got to do this. I don't want to be hypocrite not doing this. Did that make sense?
Yeah. See one, do one, teach one. And you're living that one when you're teaching it and you're really experiencing it. I really want to make sure people follow you. So where can people find you online on Facebook? That's really where you're, that's your jam pretty much, right? How people find you the best on Facebook?
Yeah. If you are in Facebook, just follow me on my Facebook page. I think it's Mike Chua, Facebook. And then of course, if you are an Alzheimer's and dementia expert or a dementia practitioner, come and join that Alzheimer's and dementia support group. We need more coaches. We need more therapists that can actually educate and help those people there, because that is where I get all my telehealth clients. Most of them, they really need the guidance. They need coaching. They need education, not necessarily therapy. Yeah. We're basically coaching and helping those caregivers there. And if you want to actually if you're a therapist and want to find an alternative career, we also have that group called Alternative Healthcare Career Group, where we help you find your alternative career, whether it's starting your own business or finding a remote job or whatever. So
yeah, I find very few people out there, Mike, that talk and do as much stuff as I do. And I think you're one of them, man. You are always moving. And I love that. You know, I heard a quote the other day, if you want your audience to be at an 8, right? If you want your audience to be at an 8 out of 10 in terms of excitement, you got to give them a 16. They're only going to follow you. And whenever I watch your content, I'm always like, yeah, his audience, he's putting out a 16 to bring that audience up. And oh, here comes a 19. Here comes a 20. The audience is at a 10. So I think you're a great example of really how to produce good quality content that you can tell you believe in. You can tell that you love this stuff and that's why you do it. So thanks for doing that. I want to make sure people can connect. We'll make sure to share all the links that Mike has to offer as well in the show notes and in the comments of the Facebook Live and the YouTube as well. Mike, are you ready for 3 questions? No pressure, man. You ready?
Gosh. Oh yeah. Well, the 3 questions.
Three questions is brought to you by our friends from Aureus Medical Staffing, AURUSmedical.com, leaders in hashtag travel PT. I mean, why not, right? We did clinical rotations in PT school. Travel PT, they're short 3-month contracts, which might turn into a long-term contract. All different settings, all different places in the 50 U.S. states. I mean, why not do it? Like, you know, if you're thinking about moving somewhere, don't take the job there permanently. Go there on a travel assignment and test drive it, man, because maybe you don't like it. But get paid to test drive it. And then if you want, you can look for a long-term assignment. So find out what you can do with your career. That PT license, let it take you where you want to go. AURUSmedical.com. That is AURUSmedical.com. Go there. So first question, Mike, you said you're in Tennessee, but if you yes, could go anywhere in the 50 U.S. states for 3 months, is there anywhere you'd want to go that you haven't been?
I want to go back to California.
Yeah. Where in California were you?
I said, well, probably with where my dad is at. He was in Fremont. So
nice. Perfect. California, always high on my list. Second question is a what question. What is something that you watched or read or listened to, a book, a podcast, a movie that you think the audience could get a lot of value out of? Anything that comes to mind?
Well, obviously, we always want to give a shout out to the magic book here.
What do you got?
I always want to give a shout out to the Bible, right?
The Bible, but, good read.
You know, aside from that, I'm actually reading the book called How to Stop Worrying by Dale Carnegie. It's an old book, ladies and gentlemen. It was written by Dale Carnegie, and right. He initially wrote the How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Great book.
Now, you know, I was just walking in one of a flea market. I saw this 50 cents, and I got addicted to it. You go to flea markets, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see a lot of gems there. Yeah. And the book is called How to Stop Worrying. And I just cannot put it down. Even though it's an old book, there's so much wisdom in it. There's so much wisdom. Very, very practical.
Practical advice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with Dale. Third question is a who question. Always like a who. Who is someone the audience should know more about?
Oh, gosh.
So audience, mainly physical therapist assistants. Is there anybody out there who's doing great work, but maybe flying under the radar?
Oh, wow. You know what? He may not know this, but I've been really following, Anthony Maritato.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of content he produces. Yeah. We got to get him on the show.
A very good man. I'm not any affiliated or anything with him, but I've been watching him and listening. He's providing so much content there. That just the idea that he gives out, you can start your own business.
Yeah.
You don't even have to pay him. Just his ideas alone that he's putting out.
Yeah,
a lot of coaches out there, you have to pay them. You have to pay them, to learn from them. This guy, you don't even have to pay. You just have to watch his videos, and you will learn how to start your own business, how to find those specific niche in your area.
Yeah, we'll share that link as well in the comments in the show notes to get connected with Anthony. Last thing we do on the show is called the parting shot. Are you ready to do the parting shot? No pressure here.
Are we going to drink or what?
Different kind of shot. Parting shot. That's brought to you by the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Find them online at orthopt.org. They've got all sorts of continuing education. They are the leaders in orthopedic physical therapy. I mean, they're the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Of course they are. Just looking at the reading list for some of their courses and who has contributed to these different courses is amazing. I mean, you'll recognize most of the names. They're there. Tissue tolerances. So we're going really micro level to the tissue tolerance. They have a course out on that. That's brand new, as well as the running athlete, right? I feel like everybody, when they're in quarantine the last couple of months, they took up running or cycling. So if you're going to work with running athletes and you need some CEUs, these are the guys to do it. So find it online at orthopt.org. So Mike, the parting shot, it's your mic drop moment. What's the last thing you want to leave with the audience?
Oh gosh.
What's the last sentiment or an idea you want there in their brain as they we wrap up?
That's amazing. Well, first of all, thank you very much, Jimmy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
for this. It is just my honor being in a podcast. I've been watching and listening, Jimmy, in the NPT and everything. I have students that I come over here in our area, and we listen to the car, okay. Jimmy. So I'm just starstruck right now. If you don't notice, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do my usual energy. But the parting shot before I let you go is the word fast. FAST. You always want to do everything fast. Sometimes we want to do slow, but right now you always want to do the word fast. Letter F. find friends that will push you to your next level because you are the average of the five people you hang out with. So who are you hanging out with? Right now, I'm hanging out with Jimmy, hanging out with this awesome PT Pintcast group. Guess what? That's going to be you. If you want to start your own business, find somebody who's actually starting their own business. So letter F, find friends who are actually going to push you to your next level. Letter A, take action. All this stuff that Jimmy is doing, this is free. I mean, I know he's paying people, somebody's paying him, but this video, this show, it's free. Take action, ladies and gentlemen. Take action. Doesn't have to be big. One small step at a time. You know, it doesn't matter. What the key here is just moving forward one step at a time. Letter S on the word fast is shoot for the moon. Why? If you keep shooting for the moon, you're going to miss it. You're going to land with the stars. You're going to fail. I kept shooting for the moon, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I'm landing with the star. I was just listening to this guy, and now I'm with him side by side. You know, I know I'm still at that level with Jimmy McKay, but I kept shooting. I'm landing with the star. And last but not the least, ladies and gentlemen, letter T is teach it. Why? Because when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually teaching it, just like Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, orthopt.org, they're teaching it, they understand it more. Again, Jimmy, thank you very much. I appreciate you for
Mike's got the acronyms. That's what you get with this guy. He's just always giving it. Appreciate your time. Thanks for all that you do. Love stuff like this. When you can tell someone's passionate about it, it comes through and people get stuff out of it. So thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Love the PT Pinecast?
Yes. Yes.
Support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
Our home on the internet.
ptpintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It's poured fresh by me,
physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
Ingredients are sourced by our chief connections officer,
Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
And it's brewed fresh by producer and physical therapist
Juliet Dassinger.
And by producer and creator, second-year PT student
Bridget Nolan from Sacred Heart University.
PT Pintcast is a podcast that saves physical therapists from missing out on amazing insight, remarkable ideas, and motivational stories.
Make sure to follow us online
at PT Pintcast and
subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.
I absolutely love it.
I love you, love you, love you.
It's awesome.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you found value in the show, all we ask
is that you tell a friend.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.